For those just joining the show, Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has stepped down and resigned as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You said the Rooneys just put out a statement. You want to read that?
Yeah, Art Rooney just put out a statement during our meeting today. Coach Tomlin informed me that he has decided to step down as our head coach. Obviously, I'm extremely grateful to Mike for all the hard work, dedication, and success we have shared over the last 19 years. It is hard for me to put into words the level of respect and appreciation I have for Coach Tomlin. He guided the franchise to our 6th Super Bowl championship and made the playoffs 13 times during his tenure, including winning the AFC North 8 times in his career. His track record of never having a losing season in 19 years will likely never be duplicated. My family and I and everyone connected to Steelers management are forever grateful for the passion and dedication Mike Tomlin has devoted to Steelers football.
Boy, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. When you say it like that, 18 years, 8 division titles, 13 playoff appearances, and a Super Bowl, that resume is unmatched.
That doesn't sound like a mutual parting of ways.
It does not.
That sounds like Mike saying, time for me to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Kind of the Jordan statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both things can be true. Yep. Mike Tomlin is a great coach, and it might be time to move on. And look, shout out Mike Tomlin for going out on his shield.
Sure.
On his terms.
Sure.
Because we kill coaches for hanging on too long and getting fired. Now, Mike Tomlin could get hired right now.
Right now. That's the question. Like, everybody always talks. It's always funny how everybody always talks about how great these people would be in a booth, you know, like at a morning show or halftime, whatever, all that kind of stuff. And
Mike Tomlin unleashed.
I think we use that a little too often and kind of just blanket statement on that. Now, Mike Tomlin is great when he is representing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. Is Mike Tomlin going to be critical of people? Is he going to be the red ass he is as a coach on TV?
I will say.
I don't know that.
The last Steelers coach that moved to TV, Cowher was good.
Still doing pretty good. Although I watched Cowher the other day because they don't have Matt Ryan on the desk anymore. Now it's just Nate, him, and JB. He was a little bit of an old man there for a moment. Nate was kind of giving him the Herbie to Corso treatment a little bit.
Well, he's been doing a long time now.
Correcting him
on. Think about it. 19 years at least.
Correcting him on players' names, et cetera, stuff like that. I'm with everybody. We see him on your on the text line, on the YouTube's chat. Like, I think Tomlin would be good on TV, but I don't know if he'd be as great as we think he is.
How old do you think Cowher is?
Because not guys that are red asses are not always continuous red asses on TV. Not everybody's Roy Keane.
Well,
and if you don't get that joke, then I don't know what to tell you.
Nick Saban.
But Saban's methodical about, but he's pretty good.
Cowher, I'm going to guess, oh God, I hope my kids are listening. 6'7".
So close. So close.
67?
68.
Hey. Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, Cowher's 68, man. Like, damn near 70 years old. That's what happens when you move to the booth and the guy that replaces you coaches for 2 decades.
What is the value of Mike Tomlin as a coach?
Oh my God. So Bill Cowher was in his 40s.
Mm-hmm. When he retired? I mean, he'd been there for a long time and finally
took over real young.
I know, but and like it felt like he was old when he left. And anyway.
Well, that's more like Norm from Cheers old. Everybody back then would just look older. And also the butt chin. When you've got that big chin with the dimple in it, you just look a little more refined.
Yeah. By the way, George Wendt, uncle of Jason Sudeikis.
There you go.
Mike Tomlin as a head coach still.
I mean, me as Raiders fan, sign me up. Sign me up.
What is the better fit for Mike Tomlin? Is the better
Ravens.
Fit for Mike
Ravens.
Tomlin? What I was going to ask is the better fit for that. Now that would be a spectacle.
Oh, but lowercase. Instantly. I'm sorry. I know that's the last thing you want to hear.
Ravens fans instantly shift their opinion on Mike Tomlin, and
that does
Steelers
like
fans really hate the Ravens now. Mm-hmm. But if you're a team that wants Mike Tomlin, are you better suited to be in a position of growing or in a position of winning now? Because the Raiders, look, let's take your Raiders, for example. The Raiders bring in Pete Carroll to try to create some stability, all right? That franchise had been firing coaches like it was going out of style.
Worked out great.
They bring in Pete Carroll to try to solidify some
things. Well, Pete was always going to be a short-timer.
Yes.
No matter what, he was always going to be a short-timer.
We didn't know it was going to be this short.
Exactly. I don't think they expected things to be that bad. So there are teams that need some just structural stability. The Raiders, Browns, now I don't think Tomlin will ever sniff the Cleveland Browns. I actually don't think he will ever sniff the Ravens either. Do you want Tomlin to come in and stabilize your franchise, or do you want Tomlin to come in and take your team who's on the precipice to be something?
Yes.
You have to choose one.
Well, you're going to hire him long-term no matter what.
10 toes down. It's a five-year minimum.
Stabilizing.
So you'd want him in a Cleveland, a Vegas,
honestly,
a Tennessee.
Honestly, I think the best option for him, legitimately, Atlanta.
Without a doubt. I was just about to say that.
Atlanta. And by the way,
because it's both a stabilizer and a build forward.
Tomlin will turn 54 in March.
I know
if
this
that helps.
And let me ask you this as well. We kind of just laughed and joked about it. And I think it's fun for like the us that do sports entertainment, you know, talking and media, for example. There is no reality in which either Harbaugh or Tomlin coach for the other team. I don't see it.
I don't either, but I'm here for the giggles.
There is a lot of, like you said, in the NFL, it is not about the name on the back, okay? It's about the name on the front. It's about the shield. I think that there are some pettiness and some rivalries that go so much deeper than that. May I introduce you to Ben Johnson? Ben Johnson has been in Chicago for a cup of coffee and maybe a sandwich, and he has decided the worst organization on planet Earth is the Green Bay Packers. There are some instances in which you just don't cross that line. If Seahawk fans needed a defensive coordinator in 3 years and Robert Saleh got hired at Arizona and then fired and you hired Rob Saleh, I don't know if Seahawk fans freak out that much.
No.
In comparison, if the Steelers hired John Harbaugh, bro, like people are driving to Pittsburgh to burn his house down.
Yeah.
I don't see a world where Harbaugh and Tomlin live in that. Now, the television is going to talk to me about it obnoxiously for the next, you know, 6 weeks. I can't see that as a possibility.
Dan Lanning leaves Oregon for UW.
Exactly.
Like, that's what we're dealing
with.
That's
what we're talking about. And that's not going to happen. Lincoln Riley takes the Notre Dame job because Marcus Freeman's at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You know, no. Like,
lowercase is in on the YouTube chat, and he says, if Tomlin goes to the Ravens, we riot.
Exactly. There are some rivalries and some pettiness.
Some lines you don't cross.
You just don't cross it. And I would argue that the Steelers, the Rooneys, and the Ravens organization won't even entertain bringing them in the building. Because even if you don't hire Harbaugh in Pittsburgh, fans are not going to be very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to hire Tomlin, but he steps in the building, they're going to think he actually didn't get fired by the Steelers, and he's just espionage.
There you go.
He's just trying to get Lamar to Pittsburgh. He doesn't really want the job. He's just trying to steal our guy. Like, that's what's like, talk about tinfoil hats.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to go down.
Pack him up, send him to Atlanta.
I love Atlanta. I'm curious if Atlanta is Harbaugh's first choice, too. And now
he interviewed.
But I'm curious if they're his first choice.
I think if you're looking at the two teams that I would look at with both those coaches are the Giants and the Falcons, because they both have stuff.
Semblance.
They're both building. Like, you don't have a quarterback in Atlanta. You do have a quarterback in New York.
You might have a quarterback in Atlanta. I don't think we can bury Penix yet.
I'm not burying him, but his injuries are just...
I know. He's not my guy,
real
but...
concern.
He's not my guy, but I'm not going to bury him yet.
But you have other stuff. You have the best running back in the league. Mm-hmm. You've got a freak tight end in Pitts who seems to have finally figured it out.
You got good hands receiver in Drake London.
You've got a monster wide receiver. You've got dudes all over the defense. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got a solid offensive line. Like, you've got stuff to work with on both for Atlanta and for like in New York. You have a defensive line that's nasty. You've got Malik Nabers, you've got Jackson Dart. You need an offensive line. But like you're not going to Miami, you're not going to Cleveland, you're not going to Tennessee and
Vegas,
basically
Arizona.
Starting from scratch.
It's funny too because Tomlin came as a defensive guy. Harbaugh came as a special teams guy.
Mm-hmm.
But these are not specialists anymore.
No.
These are head coaches that put good people around them.
That sometimes have Lombardis to their resume.
Sometimes they make mistakes and guys they put around them. Tomlin hasn't always had the greatest assistants.
So how many active coaches, head coaches, do we have right now with a title? Reed,
Andy.
Sirianni, Peyton. Is that it? Is that the active coaches with titles right now?
Yes. McVay.
McVay, yeah. Yeesh.
Checking my brain. Yes.
Good God.
That's it. Vrabel as a player.
I mean, there's plenty of guys that have gotten him.
Sure.
You know, as coordinator. I'm talking as a head coach.
Nope. That's it. That's the list. If I'm Atlanta and say I'm the number one job, say let's.
Who do you want, Harbaugh or Tomlin?
I don't know. I think I want Harbaugh.
I think I want Tomlin.
Is that the best way to explain this show and this mm-hmm. dynamic?
Yeah.
Is that I'm a Harbaugh and you're a Tomlin?
I think I like Harbaugh better overall as a coach.
I mean, I like John more than Jim.
But I think I like Tomlin more for Atlanta.
Mm, you're talking fit.
Yeah.
I think I want Harbaugh if I'm Atlanta. If I'm Harbaugh, I think I take the Giants job.
It seems to make more sense.
Well, and I'm also like smelling my own farts over here. I love that Giants job.
I think those are two really good jobs.
Because you got a lot to build up, but God, your early infrastructure feels nice.
It does, and you're not, the thumb pressure isn't there. Like, who wants to?
However.
Do you want to follow Tomlin in Pittsburgh?
However, here's the problem, though, that both of these guys might run into. We talk about NFL purgatory all the time. Harbaugh walks into this Arizona Cardinals team this year. Mm-hmm. Okay, they had what, two wins, three wins? Yeah. Tomlin gets you what, four wins? Mm-hmm. So now you're at seven. You're not drafting very high, but you need a lot of players. That would be my hesitation of one of these guys at a bad team. Because these coaches, if you want to use baseball war, for example, these coaches have raise a war floor. Of like three wins, two, three wins. And as great as it is to raise your floor, it makes it difficult to build.
Yeah, and that's why I say, like, if you're going to go take over a team, I would take over if you're one of Harbaugh or Tomlin. And this isn't me just being selfish or biased. I would rather take over the Raiders in the sense that the Cardinals are in complete and utter disarray. There's nothing there where you're just like, okay, the contracts are nightmare fuel. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. You have all these contracts, but you don't, like, if you trade things away, you're not getting a ton. If you go to a team like the Raiders or you go to a team like the Browns, as bad as they are, and they both have their issues, you're not looking at their books and going, oh God, what do we do here?
Well, and that's what I feel like every time, like, coordinators get new jobs, a lot of times, if they're kind of good coordinators, but not the Ben Johnsons, Mike McDonalds of the world, they get the Carolina, Tennessee, Arizona jobs because we know you're going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to suck for 3 years while we get some draft picks, and then you're fired.
Which the Jaguars did through multiple coaches.
You see this in baseball, too.
And look, let's face it. Most of the time when NFL head coaching jobs open up, it's because you're not a good team.
Right.
And so,
you got to remember that. I mean, it's not often that Steelers and Ravens open up.
Right.
And not just them as organizations, but teams with that kind of talent.
Here's also another point about Atlanta. If you're Tomlin, you go to Atlanta, you don't have to worry about Burrow, Mahomes, or Allen.
I saw that on the text line. Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. You got to worry about Baker and Bryce. And who else is in their division?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Baker, Bryce. Oh.
I'll worry about those two instead.
And our rookie of the year, Louisville, Texas Tech, Oregon legend.
Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck's probably the next Joe Burrow.
There you go. Tyler Shuck or Justin Herbert.
When we come back, let's get into this. Stop it, Daniel. Stop it, I tell you.